from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Travel with Megan Singleton. It's 11:30. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very good. I love the way that you're liking all the photographs that Jackie Tucker posts because she's traveling and you're a travel correspondent.
I know. And perhaps you want to talk to me about gardening. I think she's doing a sterling job on keeping to the gardening while she's travelling.
Yeah, isn't she? No, we want to talk about trends, the tourism conference that's been happening. Of course, tourism, yeah. What, our fourth biggest export, vitally important to our economy. What did you see in this conference?
Yeah, so I was at Trends Down in the Clouds this week, and there were a few new announcements and great partnerships. It was pretty exciting to see Air New Zealand and Tourism New Zealand sign up to another $10 million each, investing into promoting New Zealand internationally. They did it last year, so that's $20 million again, and they had outstanding results. You know, and a lot of people, I mean, we you know, might talk about movies, The Hobbit and stuff. It is huge for international visitors, and really that's the message that's coming through. If there's any way you as a New Zealand supplier product can tie that into your message, you know, especially for the Asian markets, it's massive, and just sort of be a part of that. That was really cool.
Yes, I saw some figures and facts about tourism. The big growth is Chinese. I mean, how did they talk about that? How do we have to change our approach to get Asian visitors?
Yeah, well, I've heard this outstanding presentation that Auckland Airport is tying up with a company called Tourism Concept. And so basically they're working together with helping Kiwi suppliers tell our story through our legends. And see, the Asians, that's familiar to them. So talking about legends and culture and tying it into cuisine and seasons and scenery, that's what they know and that's what they do. So it's really, they just gave some really simple tips. And basically it's going to be a free rollout of a new website. They will translate into Chinese, starting with China and the Japanese markets, and help suppliers. This is, I think, was the biggest news out of the conference for me this week. So if you're a supplier that, for example, you know, you're in the beautiful autumn areas, you know, tie in those stories. Or thinking of spring, you know, let's talk about our honeybees. Let's talk about lamb from paddocks bouncing
on plates.
Let's tell the story. Yeah, it was outstanding.
All right.
So there's info on that on there too.
Okay, this is all on a report on the Trends Conference on your website, bloggeratlarge.com. We only have 30 seconds left, but if you were travelling to Thailand right now, what would you suggest?
Yeah. Look, I'd go, and if I was booked, I'd still go. There's a little advisory, and I've put that up on my blog as well. Basically, travellers are encouraged to keep their passports on them, just in case they get stopped and inspected. There is a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m, so that's going to inhibit your sort of night markets and perhaps eating out and nightlife. But really, I'd still go, and I wouldn't be worried at all. I've been in Thailand during a coup in the past, and I never even noticed it. So, but have a look. There's updates on Blogger at Large at the moment, too.
Great. That is bloggeratlarge.com. Megan Singleton's blog. Thank you so much. Talk again next week. It's News Talk ZB. It is 26 to 12.